think it sounds good.
And how long have you lived in this house?
About 12 years, I guess.
12 years, that would be since?
42. World War II over. Right?
Mm-hmm. 45, I guess.
Mm-hmm, ever since about 46. Mm-hmm. When I built it, my boy was out of service, me and him.
Mm-hmm.
The old house was right out there, tore it down.
Up there where the chicken run is?
Yeah, out here where the clothesline.
If someone thinks about something and plans it all out and then does it, you say, he didn't do that by accident, he did that.
By studying.
Uh-huh. Would you say anything else?
Well, I would say he was a good artist or a good thinker or something like uh-huh. that.
Well, let's say a fella thinks this out and does it, and somebody thinks maybe it's accidental. You say, no, it wasn't accidental, that man did that.
Purpose.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of. Do you have any special term for leaving someplace very fast?
Mm-hmm.
If a man gets in trouble and he leaves town in a hurry?
So I've got to go in a hurry.
They ever call that light a shuck or anything?
Yeah.
You really
got to light a shuck.
That yeah. means you leave quickly?
Yeah.
Any other things like that?
No.
That's a strange one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Light a shuck. Oh, did I ask you about putting your hay in the barn when you put it up in the loft? How did you get it up there?
I put in pitchforks.
Just pitched it up?
Yeah.
What do you do when you hoist something?
Well, you... That's putting things up where you have to hoist. It's something that's heavier than you can handle by hand.
Mm-hmm. Do you use anything special?
Well, hoist. Probably rope and pulley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, something along that same line. What would you tell a cow if you wanted to move her leg back so you can milk her?
I'd say, back her leg, cow.
That's
what I'd say.
I think I asked you that, didn't I? A fellow told me he always said heist to his cows. And they could go right back.
Yeah. That's just whatever you learn on.
Yeah. That's right. A fellow told me he always called pigs by pounding on a bucket with his big spoon.
Yeah, you can. You can learn them. Learn them. The cows here, that you can just blow your horn. Yeah, they'll come.
Oh, did you have a cow horn?
No, my neighbor over there. He just used his pickup and he'd go to feeding.
Oh,
goes.
A pickup horn, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, a man told me that he had a horn that he carried on his saddle.
Well, they used sometimes they way back on they used to have more to call them a cow horn, blow it, so like you would a ham.
He'd go out in the woods and give that a toot, and he'd hear his cows all over the place.
Yeah,
and then they'd come in. Oh, I'm going to ask you some numbers now. Let's see. After five, you get
six,
and then
seven.
And
eight.
How tall are your ceilings here?